Good morning. We're continuing with the halachas of Tosefes Shabbos. So there is a discussion in the poskim about the idea of extending Tosefes Shabbos. We've discussed until now the minimal amount of time a person is supposed to undertake to fulfill Tosefes Shabbos, and we discussed whether that happens automatically or the person has to be mekabel it. Let's say a person wants to be mekabel Shabbos earlier than that. What is the status of that? So the Magen Avraham says that extra time which is added is derabbanan. The way Rikiv Eger understands the Magen Avraham, that the Iker Zman of Tosefes Shabbos is deraisa, and that which a person will extend it earlier and be mekabel Shabbos earlier is only a din derabbanan. There definitely are Rishonim which indicate that time is considered Tosefes Shabbos midaraisa. We want to point out that even though it's considered Tosefes Shabbos midaraisa, again, it's only an asay during that time. It's not Shabbos, and therefore there are certain leniencies which can still apply during that time. It's not the same level of Qumrah as the Isurim of Shabbos, which are prohibited on a Torah level with a Chi of Skilo. And this is only going to be an asay. Obviously, a person has to take an asay of the Torah very seriously, but it's still not the same level of Qumrah as a Chi of Skilo. So what becomes included into the time of Tosefes Shabbos? What can you do or not do? So the question goes like this. We know that it definitely applies to melacha, that a person during the time of Tosefes Shabbos cannot be doing melachas. Regards to doing the rabbanans, we will talk about that. But what about the question which comes up, very common question is, can a person daven mincha after he's being mekabel Tosefes Shabbos? So, to answer this question, we have to answer another question. There seems to be a steer in Mishnah Berurah in regards to drabanans after Tosefes Shabbos. There's a halacha that the Gemara says that even though Chazal were goes in many different drabanans, certain drabanans, many drabanans, are permitted during the period of time known as Ben HaShemashos. It's a Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Lila. So any deraisa, you have to be machmer and say it's possibly deraisa. It's possibly also you have to be careful. Suffolk deraisa lechumra. In regards to the rabbanans, we can say Suffolk rabbanan lekula. But the question is, what did Chazal say? Did Chazal want us to keep the tekana of the rabbanan during that time? So the law is, if there's a need for a tarach mitzvah or a compelling need, a person can do Yisrim rabbanan ben hashmashas. What about if you were mekabel Shabbos? So this is already not just that I'm just keeping it because Chazal were mechayving, but I undertook to do Shabbos. I was mekabel Shabbos. So I was mekabel Shabbos. Now I have to keep maybe all of the halachas of Shabbos. So there's a stira in Mishnah Berurah or a stira in Shulchan Aruch in regards to what is the halacha of what's called the Yisurim D'Rabbanan, which are known as Eshvus, Shin Beis Vav Sof, Eshvus, during the time after Kabbalah, Ben HaShemashos, after a person was mekabel Shabbos. There's two ways to answer this question, the contradiction. One is there's a difference between when an individual is mekabel Shabbos versus a tzibur being mekabel Shabbos. When the whole tzibur is mekabel Shabbos, you cannot do the rabbanans anymore. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch talks about in Aruch Haim, Siman Reish Samach Aleph. And when the Shulchan Aruch seems to indicate in Siman Shin Sadi Gimel that you can do a shvus during the Ben HaShemashos, even though you're mekabel Shabbos, it's referring to a case where only the person was mekabel Shabbos as an individual, not as part of a tzibur. It means the tzibur had not been mekabel Shabbos yet, and he's been mekabel on his own. So, in regard to davening mincha, we would have some suggest the same answer, that once the tzibur is mekabel, they can no longer daven mincha. So if a person was mekabel with the tzibur, he cannot daven mincha anymore. There is also a halacha that a yachid is nigra after the tzibur, which means that if the tzibur is mekabel Shabbos, even though he is not part of the tzibur, if the majority of the city has been mekabel Shabbos, he's forced to join them. In that situation, since he was not mekabel Shabbos personally, he could daven mincha. Okay, in the case of a person who was mekabel Shabbos on his own, and then realizes he did not daven mincha, so he could daven mincha after that kabbalah Shabbos. There's another way to answer the stira that the Dogam Revolva and the Shulchan Aruch Rav say. There's a difference between being mekabel what's known as Tosefer Shabbos and being mekabel what's known as Itzuma Shayom, the actual kedusha of Shabbos. The mitzvah to Shabbos Shabbos is mechayev me to be mekabel Tosefer Shabbos. It's not mechayev me to be mekabel Shabbos. So if I'm just mekabel Tosefer Shabbos, I can still do shvusim and I can still daven mincha. I have not made it the time of Shabbos yet. If I'm a Kabbal Shabbos, and I say I want this to have the Kedusha of Shabbos, so then already I cannot do Shvusim anymore, and similarly I cannot daven mincha at that point in time. There are many other halachas in regards to the dinim of Kabbalah Shabbos early, etc., with Neiris, etc. I do not want to get involved in that, but eventually we will discuss that at a different time. Just wanted to, the purpose of discussing this is to bring to people's attention that there is a mitzvah to sefer Shabbos. It is a chiyuv, and a person has a chiyuv to be careful about it. And I wanted to raise the awareness of the concept of sefer Shabbos. Have a good day.